When you seek possibilities, you will find possibilities. It's the focus that makes the difference. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to talk about how to make a habit of seeking the possibilities and also how to prepare for your harvest. You need to be prepared to receive all that you are growing.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together each day to encourage each other to grow up into all of our unique designs. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter. I encourage hearts to dare big dream living and to find their way to possibility pursuit one unique little bit at a time, because we're all unique. We have to find our unique way. If you are daring to pursue big dreams, then you will have to live out your big dreams. In other words, you're the only one that can do it. You have to dare to believe it. You have to dare to pursue it. If you're going to seek out your unique possibilities, then you're going to have to be consistently invested in actionable steps that are going to get you there. And then you're pretty much going to find possibilities in every direction that you turn. The opportunities are all around you all the time. If you're not finding what you want, it's not that the possibilities aren't there. It's that you're focused on the wrong things. You will always find what you're looking for, and you'll always find it in the last place you look. So when you're invested in seeing opportunities, you're going to find opportunities. That's going to be what you see. When you are actively searching for possibilities, then you will uncover possibilities. When you are determined to find the silver lining, then you will be a silver lining finder. That's what you're going to discover. Of course, if you're determined to find the problems, then you will find problems pretty much wherever you look, under every rock, around every corner. It's the focus that makes the difference. There will always be some way to do something, to make it work, or to stop it from trying. There will always be a reason to go, and there will always be a reason to stop. There will always be a positive, and there will always be a negative. You change your focus when you move from thinking about what you can't do or what you haven't done to a focus on imagining what you can do. So look around you at all that you are and all that you have and begin imagining all that you can accomplish from this point, from this moment on, where you are with what you have. What can you do in your current position? What can you do in your current location? What can you do in your current state? When you choose to change your focus to the I can, then you will begin to find opportunities and possibilities are springing up in every direction you turn. After you've done that, determine what you will do. Because once you believe you can, then you have to decide that you will. You'll find your possibilities when you look for them, and then you live your possibilities when you take action to pursue them. It can be amazing to watch a simple shift in focus because it'll shift everything. My son decided he was going to climb a tree. Now, he had been climbing up some trees before, you know, getting on the bottom limbs of trees, but this was his first real attempt at climbing to the top of a tree. Now, granted, the tree wasn't that big, not when you compare it to the 100-year-old oak trees we have all over the property, but it was probably 30 or 40 feet high, so it was a high tree, but it was not that tall. And he was hanging out about halfway up the tree when my husband spotted him through our living room window. And he called to me, he's like, "Your son is climbing that tree." So I looked, and sure enough, my son was climbing the tree. And then my husband added, "He could fall." And I thought, I probably said, "Yeah, he could fall once." I was very overly protective mom, I'm sure you can guess. But my attitude was that yes, he could fall, but he could also climb the tree. But when he got down, my husband, or maybe my father-in-law, told him how careful he needed to be in the future and how that he could fall. And so my son didn't climb another tree. I've also seen the shift happen the other direction when I was teaching swimming lessons. I had this one little boy that refused to get in the deep end of the pool. He said the water looked too deep. Thus, you know, it was the deep end. But I showed him through several different methods that the water in the shallow section was the exact same water that was in the deep section. And as a matter of fact, there was more water there to hold him up. I changed his focus. And once I changed his focus, that little kid was swimming like a fish. Focus matters. When it comes to fulfilling the how part of your heart seed, you have to have a focus on the results of your actions. You don't just need to take action. You have to be prepared for what comes next. You have to be in a position where you believe that it's going to happen so much that you prepare for the harvest. Because the harvest is going to happen. So first, recognize that there are seasons of harvest and they are unique. They are unique for the heart seed and they are unique for the moment. No two harvests will ever happen exactly the same. No matter how many times you've harvested, they're always going to be different, which is why it's important to always be prepared for the harvest. We used to have a pawpaw tree growing out down the hill of our yard down by the creek. Every year we would watch as the pawpaw fruit would grow and we couldn't wait to take advantage of it. Now we didn't want to pick it too early because you don't want to pick pawpaw too early. You want it to ripen on the tree. But just when it would be ripe enough to pick, the local deer and raccoons would show up for a feast. We never got a single opportunity to try one of the pawpaw fruits. Just like the animals knew exactly when to take advantage of the harvest, you have to be prepared to take advantage of all that your heart seed's going to produce because it's going to produce amazing results. The second thing is that there will be more harvests. It's not a one and done situation. The heart seed will continue to produce as long as you continue to invest in its growth. My son planted strawberry plants one year. They produce some of the most amazing strawberries we have ever had, probably because we picked them right at the ripest point. Still, the next year, he reminded me that we had to plant strawberry plants again. Only we didn't have to plant strawberry plants again because the plants came back up. They even spread out and produced more plants. And they produced even more strawberries that second year. Now, by the fourth year, we had stopped caring for the garden regularly, and so the weeds had come in. They had hindered the growth of the strawberry plants. Therefore, they hindered the harvest. Your heart seed produces multiple harvests, and it keeps producing as long as you continue to invest in caring for your heart seed. The third thing is that it takes unique elements to make your heart seed harvest happen. The right timing, the right circumstances, the right attitude, and especially the right focus all play a part in bringing your heart seed to harvest. I've mentioned the Lenten rose seeds that I planted. In order for them to be ready for the harvest, they had to have freezing temperatures. But they also had to have the care that took them from the seedlings to full-grown plants. We've had summer vegetables that we've planted that had to have soil that was at a certain warmth. We couldn't plant them just anytime. We had to get the soil warm enough for them to germinate and grow. Every seed has unique elements that are necessary for those seeds to grow up into their unique design. And every harvest happens when certain elements are in place. You have to understand that those elements need to be there and invest in those elements. The fourth thing is that the timing for your heart seed harvest will be unique as well. And it will be unique each time there is a harvest. One of the first questions I hear bloggers ask at a writer's conference or social media conference, they want to know how to grow their audience. And the first answer always given is create consistent content. Content is king, they say. Okay, so content is king, consistency is their queen. Together they rule the internet. But then everybody wants to know how long it takes. The easy answer is it takes different times for different people in different niches. But people never want to hear that. And they definitely don't want to hear that when it comes to living out their unique design. We want a set time, a set investment, a predetermined result that's going to occur. But the harvest will happen for your heart seed at a unique time, just like your investment into your heart seed will need to be unique. You have to be prepared always for that harvest. Finally, you have to develop a beyond vision attitude. You have to be prepared for what the harvest is going to provide, no matter what it looks like right now. What you see is not what you get. And if you are prepared for what you see, then you will likely be overwhelmed when the harvest arrives. I planted red bell pepper plants one year because I like the flavor that red bell peppers offer. Now, I was never a big fan of green bell peppers, but once I was introduced to the red variety, I was hooked, especially if they were roasted. So I told my father-in-law every day that the plants were going to grow red bell peppers and that the fruit would not be ready to pick until they turned red. I still didn't get to harvest a single red bell pepper because my father-in-law had it set in his head that bell peppers are green and therefore they need to be harvested when they're green, and he didn't want them to rot in the garden. So he picked them all. Every single one of them. He could only see in the moment. He could only see what his experiences taught him. He never had the vision to see beyond the limited green variety. Dare to see beyond the moment when it comes to your heart seed harvest. Look, the harvest will come. The harvest is promised. You need to be prepared for the harvest when it shows up. Each heart seed harvest will be different because each heart seed and each person is different. That's all the more reason to be constantly preparing. You need to expect unique seasons and look for more harvests. You need to accept that it's a unique elements that go into the harvest. And you need to understand the unique timing. And you need to dare to have beyond the moment vision. Every seed produces something when it's provided with what is necessary to make it grow. When you invest in your heart seed and provide your unique needs, then you will be focused on what it is that you're designed to do. And that's when you begin to grow up into a harvest that is exceedingly abundant and above all you can think or imagine. You have to see it before you can be it. You will have to believe in the heart seed before you will be able to grow it up. And you have to see the harvest before you can be in a position to benefit from the harvest. Developing a focus on the possibilities will be important for living out your place in purpose. So today's challenge is all about determining to seek out the possibilities for your life. One, look at what you have. Two, imagine what all you can do. Three, do a little bit to make that imagined something in reality. Seeing is believing, and believing is being. So dare to seek out your possibilities so you can see in your mind those possibilities and then begin to become what you're designed to be. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. You make my day brighter because we're sharing together, we're encouraging each other, and we're developing possibility thinking in so many different areas. The more we think about the possible and the more that we believe is possible, then the more we begin to seek out possibilities. I look forward to hearing about your journey, so join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group, or come on over to the Growing Hope Radio website, growinghoperadio.com, to watch or listen all of the Growing Hope episodes, and you can also engage and share about your journey. You have a place. You have a purpose. You have a unique design, and you will have a harvest. Be invested and then be prepared to reap that harvest. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we're sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.